Hello everyone, thank you for being here today. I will be talking about some more of manure if you're not already tired. So my name is Suresh again, and then I go to North Dakota State University. And since 2015 fall, I've been involved in a project that deals with greenhouse gases and nitrogen dynamics under solid beef manure in Fargo clay soils. And the project was funded through USDA NEPA. And I did this in 2016 and 2017, and today I will mostly focus on 2016 because I just did my harvest last week, so I got to work on that. So a little bit of background, about 8.3% of the total greenhouse gas emissions comes from the agriculture sector in the U.S. And speaking of North Dakota, in terms of livestock production, there has been a 6% increase in all beef cows and cattle, which means more manure production and more management that comes along with it. Corn, in terms of corn plantation, about 3 million acres of corn is planted in North Dakota. And in terms of nitrogen use, about 450,000 tons of urea as a source of nitrogen is used in North Dakota. Overall in the U.S., about 21% is represented through urea. So we were kind of interested in the question of, we have all this manure, high manure production, there's a lot of urea uses in the state. So we were kind of see the effects of urea versus manure on greenhouse gas emissions and other nitrogen dynamics, and also some of the bedding materials that are being used in North Dakota. I'll be specifically focusing on the straw bedded manure in terms of my research. This is a 2-year, as I mentioned, study, and we have replicated this same study in the North Dakota, South Dakota, and Nebraska. It's the same study we're conducting. So my research objective is again to evaluate urea versus manure application on corn yield, ammonia volatilities and losses, and greenhouse gas emissions, mostly looking at carbon dioxide, nitrous oxide, and methane. This is my field here. It's 9 by 11 feet plot size. Randomized complete block design is the design of my plot. I have four treatments. These are solid beef beef manure. And then the second one is a straw bedded, which is wheat straw bedded solid beef manure. Urea as an inorganic fertilizer, and the control or the no fertilizer. And they were all applied at 220 kilograms per hectare, and were calculated based on the soil and the manure test results. Properties of manure and the soil. Solid manure had the highest nitrogen and ammonium concentration compared to the bedded, whereas the bedded had the higher CN ratio and the pH. Fargo-Ryan silty clay is my soil type. It's really high in clay and organic matter. The initial nitrate concentration was at 2 feet depth was 9.6 kilograms per hectare. Some of the materials and methods, just want to briefly go over, and then some of us before me already talked about some of these methods. Soil probe was used to just take the samples of the top 6 inches of soil, or the 15 centimeters. Soil lysimeter was used to collect the any leachate samples that was gonna leach there. Placed at 2 feet depth, lysimeters were. Anchors and static chamber for the greenhouse gas emission collections. And we use a semi-static open chamber for ammonia volatilization, which basically uses a phosphoric acid as an acid, as an ammonia trap, and that was placed in the field throughout the growing season. And these were all the nitrogen contents, ammonium, and the nitrates were analyzed using ammonia analyzer, Timberline ammonia analyzer, and the greenhouse gases were analyzed using Danny gas chromatograph that was fitted with all three detectors that detect those three gases. Moving on, the results. So here on out, I'll be talking about results, and all my results were analyzed using SAS 9.4 and at 0.05 significance level, mean separation used done through Tukey Kramer. So urea, in terms of yield for manure versus urea, in my plots, urea had overall, production-wise, had a higher production of yield, but was not significant to the manure plots. Overall, in the U.S. and in the North Dakota, we really had a good year last year with ample amount of rain and at the right time. So we had a really good year in terms of U.S. plot, almost about 11 megagrams per hectare, and North Dakota about 9.9, almost 10. And the Cass County is where my plots are. They're about 11.5, which is towards the higher end of what we actually observed in our plots. So it went from 8.1 to 9.8 in terms of corn yield production. But the takeaway from this slide would be there was no significant difference among the urea treated plots or the manure plots. Ammonia volatilization loss, which is a loss of applied nitrogen in the gaseous form. The graph you see there at the bottom is a measurement of ammonia volatilization throughout the growing season. Took about 13 times it was measured. We planted corn in the 4th of May, and harvest was on the 21st of September. And the top graph is the rainfall events. And during that time period where I was taking samples, the cumulative rainfall was 387 millimeters in Fargo. Overall, there was actually we observed the manure type differences. Where you can see solid manure actually had a little bit higher ammonia volatilization losses compared to the bedded manure. But when you compare urea versus manure, we did not see any significant differences in there. And emission factor was generally considered it's one, but we had a lower emission factor, the highest. So 0.68 in solid manure. Nitrous oxide emissions and soil N. The top, this is the cumulative nitrous oxide emission for our growing season. And we had the highest nitrous oxide emission from the urea applied plots. However, it was not significant to the solid manure, but bedded manure, it did decrease the nitrous oxide emissions by 21% compared to the urea applied plots. And in terms of soil nitrogen levels at 0 to 15 centimeters, urea actually increased 70 to 77% increase in inorganic nitrogen from urea application that was calculated throughout the growing season. Carbon dioxide, as you can see, there's a clearly difference among the urea applied plots versus the manure applied plots, where manure had a higher carbon dioxide emission and lower in urea. Urea actually reduced the carbon dioxide emissions by 40%, manure application actually increased the carbon dioxide emission, which mainly could be due to the higher carbon concentrations in the organic manure. Methane, we talked about methane in our earlier talks. We had a really interesting emission throughout the growing season, or lack of it in our case. We actually did not see emission. Actually, we did see a lot of oxidation events happening throughout the growing season, where soil actually acted as a sink, or the consumption of methane was occurred, except for, of course, the bedded manure, which had a positive emission compared to the other ones. All right, summary and conclusion. So to summarize all this, again, urea did not have any significant yield advantage over manure. Manure type, solid manure or the bedded manure, did not influence yield or the greenhouse gas emissions. Manure did not increase ammonia volatilization loss over urea. And we had about greater than 10% ammonia losses from solid manure compared to the straw bedded manure. And manure, again, showed a lower nitrous oxide emission, which is, again, a potent greenhouse gas. And urea showed about 40% reduction in the carbon dioxide and 12% in methane. So all in all, I'm not suggesting to use one over the other, but this is from the field study of just for 1 year, and we'll have a more conclusive result next year, hopefully, when I analyze the data for 2017. But as of now, I can say that manure can maybe successfully used as a sole nitrogen fertilizer to meet the corn end demand, and also to limit the nitrous oxide to some extent. And with that, this is what I found in my field too. This is killdeer eggs, the bird. So yeah, thank you. Between what? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I am sure there is some relationship. I haven't looked at it yet, but you know, methane oxidation is usually methanotrophs. They convert methane to carbon dioxide, and that's something I will be looking at ultimately. But I haven't, at this point, I don't have that answer. Oh, I did not talk about, yeah. So the question is what kind of incorporation I did. We actually applied manure in the fall, and it's typically what's done around there in North Dakota. We applied in fall, and we incorporated it immediately using mold board fall. So we applied urea in spring before planting corn.
So what were the temperature conditions?
For the growing season?
Yeah. And for the prior fall.
For the losses. Okay. The temperature conditions for the losses. Interestingly, yeah, we did observe for the ammonia volatilization loss, we had more losses during the drying period followed by the rain events. The temperature, the highest went up to about 25 degrees Celsius for that time period that I was taking samples. For carbon dioxide, you know, I did do some regress analysis, and it did show some positive correlation with the with temperature and carbon dioxide. In terms of range for the temperature throughout the growing season, anywhere from 50 degrees Fahrenheit to about 90-95 throughout that.
Air
temperatures.
Did you take
soil temperatures? Yeah. We did take, every time I go out in the field, I take the soil temperature and moisture with the probe, soil probe, moisture temperature probe. And I can't tell you on top of my head what was the highest right now, I used that temperature to correct for the greenhouse gas emissions measurements when I did the calculations. Soil temperatures. Soil temperature and moisture.
Other questions?
Do you see any emissions during your fall after your fall application?
I did. In manure, we actually was higher right after we applied manure, and it kind of like slowed down as I started taking samples further down the road. But I did see some ammonia and nitrous oxide emissions.
Any other questions? All right. Thank you very much.